we have always asked for UN mandate for two basic reasons. One, the fact that the environment that we have in north of Mali necessarily requires that mandate, because we're going to have to insert troops in a hostile environment that will require that kind of mandate. One. Two, we believe that through that mandate, we should be able to get the international support that will manifest in the area, particularly of logistics, to support the force in order to make it a much, much more robust and much more effective in dealing with the challenge that we have in the north of Mali. The dangerous cocktail of traffickers, Al-Qaeda elements, and secessionists. So we necessarily require that kind of mandate to be able to respond robustly in helping to restore the territorial integrity of Mali. The meeting that starts tomorrow of CESTAF is one in the latest in the series of extraordinary meetings of the committee, which comprises chiefs of defense staff of member states, to finalize the roadmap for the deployment, so that we will be in a position to be ready to deploy as soon as we get the required mandate.
There seemed to be uncertainty about the official invitation of Mali for ECOWAS to deploy the standby force. Has this been cleared out? And when this meeting finishes, when possibly will the standby force be deployed?
From where I stand, from my standpoint, there's no certainty. I can confirm that the Human Authority President, Ouattara of Cote d'Ivoire, has indeed received a request from the government of Mali for the deployment of the ECOWAS mission in Mali in December, which is one of the requirements that the region had insisted on prior to deployment. At least if you're going to deploy a force in the member state with properly constituted government, the minimum that we require is for the government to invite us to come and help them to resolve a problem. That invitation has not come. And I said in answer to your previous question, Chief of Defense Staff are meeting to finalize the roadmap. And then the third leg will be the mandate of the UN Security Council, which would enable us to be able to respond in the manner that the circumstance in that Mali requires. And like I said, we'll also secondly be able for the international community to be able to support us, provide us the critical support that will enable us to achieve the mandate of the force in North Mali. So there's no issue about whether there was an invitation. There is indeed an invitation to the chairman of authority, and he has been consulting with his colleagues as to how we need to react to this.
So when the chiefs of defense staff conclude their meeting, will it be clear to all and sundry the specific time and date that the standby force will be deployed to help the Malian army resolve the Malian crisis?
Now we have one element removed from the mix, and that is the invitation from the government of Mali. The second equally important element is the UN mandate that we're asking for. So the whole idea of this finalization of roadmap for the region to be in a position to be able to deploy as expeditiously as possible as soon as this money from the UN Security Council is received. So we don't want a situation where, when this is received, we now begin to group, we now begin to plan, and because, as you can understand, we have lost quite some valuable time in this process. This situation has lingered on for so long, and we want to resolve it as quickly as possible. But we necessarily have to make sure that all the prior processes are resolved. And the last process, from our point of view, the last requirement is to have the UN mandate so that we can deploy under the UN umbrella.